This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. We have a special show for you today, a unique show. A new anthology has just been released called South Dakota in Poems. It captures life in this state as seen through the lens of poetry. Fittingly, it has been edited by South Dakota's poet laureate, Christine Stewart Nunez. She is the author of 7 books of poetry, most recently Keeping Them Alive, Untrust, and Blue Words Greening. She teaches creative writing at South Dakota State University. If you'd like to hear more about Christine Stewart Nunez's work, she was featured on episode 18 of Poetry from Studio 47. More specifically, we featured her poem, Wonder Woman Relaxes. The criteria for being included in this anthology was pretty straightforward. Number one, the poems had to be about the cultural life of South Dakota, its histories, people, places, landscapes, traditions, languages, attitudes. And secondly, all of the poets needed to have strong ties to the state. You either had to be born in South Dakota or have lived here for at least 5 years. Not surprisingly, South Dakota in Poems is a rich tapestry of words and voices. We have 3 poems for you today, and they've all been chosen by Christine Stewart Nunez. Rather than read these myself, I thought it might be nice if Christine read them for us. We'll get to that in a second. Our first poem is The Elk Lover by Mabel Peacott. She is a dual citizen of the Yankton Sioux Tribe and the United States of America. Mabel received a BA in English from the University of Minnesota, Morris, and a Master of Education in School Leadership from Harvard. Mabel taught at Four Directions Charter School and Chamberlain Academy. Currently, she serves as the high school principal for Teos Bezina Tribal School. Our second poem is Vermilion by Lindy Obock. Obock is the author of North of Zenith, and her poetry has appeared in the South Dakota Review, Midwest Gothic, and North Dakota Quarterly, among others. She is a board member of the South Dakota State Poetry Society, where she directs the annual chapbook contest. She also teaches English and citizenship at the Center for New Americans. And lastly, we have Cloaked on the Range by Derek Schultz. Schultz is the author of Behind the Black Veil, I Exhale, and also Redacted. He grew up on a farm outside of Tulare, South Dakota, and currently lives in St. Paul, Minnesota. When not writing, he travels and works as a copywriter. And so, here is a sampling from South Dakota in Poems.
The Elk Lover by Mabel Peacott. He danced weightlessly in leaps over the foyer. He danced like an elk. He danced with bells over the foyer. He danced in jingles. He danced back straight in bounds like a cupid's arrow. He danced traditional, fancy, and grass. He danced this way into her heart like a cupid's arrow. He danced through the reflection in her eyes. He danced around her in honor, offering sage. He danced in circles. He danced pleasingly in front of her, offering sage. He danced in time with her heart. He danced taking her hand. Together they moved. He danced rabbit style with her. He danced taking the lead. Together they moved. He danced her weightless in twirls. He danced with hoops binding her spirit. He danced sneak-up style. He danced with his breast against hers, binding her spirit. He danced her enchanted. He danced knowing she would follow, her children left as offerings. He danced her through intertribals. He danced her past, her dreams, her children left as offerings. He danced her away two-step style. He danced leaving his prints in the earth. Her heart on a leash. He danced around this way and that. He danced a path for her to follow, her heart on a leash. He danced looking back, Heyoka style. He danced faster, making dust rise on 4 legs. He danced like an elk. Toward the horizon, he danced, holding her heart. He danced out of sight, holding her heart.
Vermilion by Lindy Obock.
The boys at the next pool table over talk loudly about the girl who works at Subway, how the way she says meatball marinara is enough to thin their red American blood and quicken their swollen hearts. These boys are blonde poets and the sandwich artist their muse. People live up high here, above the bars and the insurance offices, cats in skinny windows, paneled ceilings. Everyone comes out after dark, smoking clothes and scuffing the sidewalk in secondhand cowboy boots, skinny arms wrapped around skinny waists, civic council cardigans so thin, so old, so cool. On holy days, we dance in a fevered pile. We are lightning struck every Friday evening. Turkey vultures fan the flames. Nobody locks up their bikes, and when they get stolen, we get mad. Police get involved. This town is home. A blue heron settles, keeps about 50 yards ahead of me on the Vermilion River as I walk alongside the current. The bridge support declares, "Danny loves Chris!" in bubbly spray paint. And does this love still exist? Or was it ever real in the first place? In the ditch across from Hy-Vee, a hawk high steps his way along the length of yellowed grass. The air smells of lilacs and incense. Please leave your curtains tied back in the evening because your home glows and the whole world should get to see in. Cloaked on the Range by Derek Schultz. Here, the pheasant, deer, and coyotes run free, while, like me, the cattle and sheep pace in captivity. Cracked county highways and dusty dirt byways serve as a rural labyrinth to an endless array of crop fields, pastures, and barnyards married to little farmhouses. This is Sodak, and as a matter of fact, I grew up here, queer, fenced in and filled with fear that I'd never belong. Happiness is a siren song calling from so far away. Any mention of gay, gossipy whispers, the worst insult, a crude bar joke's punchline. Fine, I'll keep it all inside to get by. For years I used subterfuge, put on a mask, attempted to pass. Goal, last till my 18th birthday. Come out of the woods somewhat unscathed, then drive off east to faster, freer frontiers. Yet no matter how far I stray away, these plains will forever hold my origin story. For generations, forebears of my family stewarded swatches of prairie land with their calloused hands and with pride called it home. No, it's not Stockholm syndrome when I admit I sometimes miss the quietness, the wilderness, the never being anonymous, and the nothing to write home aboutness of it. The rural labyrinth of my youth, where I paced in plain sight, cloaked in a gossamer of guardedness, never fully known, never quite at home.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.